It's a very special Jeff around town. I have someone who needs no introduction. You are known the world over. Welcome to Jeff around town, Santa Claus.
Oh, Jeff, how are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Is it okay to call you Santa?
Sure.
Okay, I wasn't sure with the formalities here.
Mama calls me, you know, all kinds of names. But, you know.
So you are, again, known the world over. You have been the subject of so many news articles. There was an editorial many years ago. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. You've been the subject of TV shows, books, and movies. What I've been wanting to know, what did they get right? And what did they maybe not get so right about you?
Sometimes they get 90% of it right.
Okay.
Well, you know the origins of St. Nicholas. St. Nicholas was a saint in the Netherlands to start off with, and then he moved to Russia. He got wind of a family having to sell their girls into slavery, the three sisters. And so he left them oranges, money in their stockings, so they didn't have to get sold into slavery. Mm. St. Nicholas is that personage of what Santa is. Santa wants to help. Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. You believe in Santa as long as a newborn baby cries, the sun comes up in the morning, the moon comes out at night. That's the belief.
I love that. That's lovely. So I have to ask you, there is this recent phenomenon with Elf on the Shelf.
Yes.
Well, recently at the studio at KVNO, I've been visited by an Elf on the Shelf. Now, the first day he was on my microphone, so I jokingly called him Ike on the mic, and then I was jokingly calling him Rudio in the studio. But a listener, James, suggested Ivanhoe at KVNO.
Oh, so I like that.
But what I'm wondering is this Ivanhoe, this elf, is he truly coming back to you at the North Pole?
Well, they all come back to me at the North Pole.
And
because
report?
They have to report on if you've been good or bad.
What is Ivanhoe saying about me? Do I want to know?
I don't think you want to know yet.
Okay.
I would say you might want to know the week of Christmas.
Okay.
Because you're still teetering on that list.
Yeah. I'm teetering.
You are.
I am teetering. Is there anything I can do to rectify that, Santa? Is there something I should be thinking of or doing differently?
Just eating lots of cookies. That helps.
I have to be honest. I do watch my carb intake. So you're giving me permission.
I'm giving you permission to do hot cocoa. Oh. Maybe a little something in it.
Okay.
You know, but definitely cookies with the cocoa.
Can you share, when you've delivered gifts to a home, has there ever been anything that a child has left you besides just a cookie? Anything that stands out that was really extraordinary or that you will never forget?
There was a time that I delivered some presents to a family. The little one left me a box. And in the box was a toilet paper angel.
Oh.
And
from the toilet paper roll.
From the toilet paper
roll. Okay, okay.
And the wings were actual toilet paper.
Okay, all right.
And drew a face on the roll.
Is that on your personal tree?
It's on my personal tree.
That's lovely, Santa. I love that. That's beautiful. I would not have expected that.
And some of the other things I've delivered. I delivered babies.
You've delivered babies?
To the grandparents.
Okay.
The grandchild.
What does the stork have to say about this?
Oh, the stork just laughs. Absolutely.
Okay, so you've delivered a baby for grandparents.
Right, the mom and dad gave me the baby as I walked in.
Okay.
And grandma and grandpa were, grandpa was sitting in a chair, grandma was in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And I sit in the chair and I hold this bundle.
Yeah.
And people are looking.
Uh-huh.
And all of a sudden, grandma comes in and she goes, "What are you doing?" I said, "I don't know. Do you want to say hi to your grandbaby?"
Wow. Santa Claus, it has been an honor and a pleasure. It's been, I will admit, it's been a number of years since I have sat on your lap.
That's because you've been naughty a lot of years.
I have. Well, okay. Okay. I still have time, though. There's still
you
a few
still
days
have
before.
Time.
I have a good report on you, Santa, and I know that you are kind. I love what you said, that the sun comes up, the moon comes up, and that's how you know.
And you hear a baby cry.
And you hear a baby cry.
And a baby laugh.
A baby laugh. That's beautiful, Santa Claus. Thank
and
you.
It's true.
Well, Santa, I don't think I've ever had a chance to wish you a Merry Christmas.
Thank you, Jeff, and to you.
Thank you.
be good.
Thank you.
Behave yourself.
We'll try. We'll try. I promise. Thanks, Santa.
Bye-bye, everyone.